This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. Go to FUBARradio.com for more details.
Hayden Sylvester Incorporated will help you hit an all-time low.
Bound to be a transformation grabbing me. Be aware of where the werewolves dwell and where our grins hide our sharp tooth. A quick flash before your trip to hell. Here's the truth, where you should try to sell your soul before you let your soul sell. Forget your trip to River Freedom, cause the wolves are on your heels and we're fucking feeding.
Pain and Sylvester Incorporated. This is FUBAR Radio. That was Ore Khalil with WLF. Coming up later in the show, we're going to be talking about a new brand of orange juice, Orangeeza.
Orangeeza.
Orangeeza. Yeah, it's not. Orange, it's not made by a member of Wu-Tang.
And it's not including a man's semen.
Way to give it away, but yeah, it actually is. Yeah.
Oh, sorry, yeah. I didn't know that was the case.
Did you not?
Apologies.
Okay, cool. Apologies.
I thought I was being funny and clever.
You were being funny and clever, but just unfortunately for me, you were baiting me up. You get me?
I didn't look at the paper before.
It's fine.
Sorry.
It's fine.
Sorry, guys.
No, it's cool. It's bittersweet, isn't it? It's bittersweet. Oh, shit. That was no pun intended. That was not intended.
Wow.
Yeah. That was mad.
Right. I swear down this light.
It's like an interrogation room in here still.
What's going on?
It reminds me of like something out of like Saw. It looks like it should be flickering.
The thing is, yeah, is you clearly don't like it because there's a plastic cover over the top.
It was a little harsh last week. So I asked
it's still
it to be,
pretty harsh.
It's not as bad as last week.
This is definitely like a Dexter type room when it's not a radio station.
It's a kill room.
It's a kill room. Yeah,
I think he should.
All the electronic equipment gets moved out of the room.
Yeah,
and it's just that light and like a slab, a metal,
red splotch.
You need that light because you need to see where all the blood is to get rid of it when you wipe.
That's what it feels like. You know when like a guy goes into a murder scene with one of those really bright fucking lights to like look for blood splatters.
Yeah,
that's what it feels like.
Yeah,
I mean it's not ultraviolet, but.
No, has it always been there?
No, it's new.
It's very new.
What was it? Where was the light before?
It was the four like spotlights on the ceiling that were not as bright.
Those were the days.
You know, for one day they teased us with a fucking dimmer.
Oh.
I come back the next day. I was like, all right, cool. At least there's a dimmer. I come back the next day and it's just a switch.
Yeah.
Mad.
Let's just say a hangover is not easy in this room.
Yeah. Are you hungover today now?
No.
It's lucky I don't drink anymore that much. I had a pint of cider earlier on, but I can't come in here with a hangover. Is what I'm saying.
All right,
yeah. I'll die.
I drank with you like last week.
Yeah, but I didn't get a hangover. I don't drink. I don't get drunk anymore. Is what
Why?
I'm saying.
Why?
I don't know. I just kind of thought I'd wean myself off it.
Cool.
For a minute. Yeah, man.
But Christmas, you got to get back into it.
I don't even like Christmas, so.
Well, that's another
not that much
another
chance of me drinking.
Why to drink more then?
Nah, man, because I'm a bit of a Scrooge, so I get a bit reclusive at Christmas.
Exactly, and just drink your shit away.
What, drown my sorrows on my Jack Jones?
Yeah,
at the bar in the corner of my front room.
Uh-huh.
With some eggnog.
I love Christmas.
I've been in two minds about that time. I hate the fact that we're even talking about Christmas.
In it, allow it.
Let's talk about orange juice then.
Should we talk about orange juice?
Mm.
Okay, cool. Let's do that. Well, before we do that, I'd just like to tell everyone that we've got a packed show as per usual. We've got a very special guest in the form of T.E. Deaness. Up until today, I've been corrected. I did get it right, didn't I? T.E. Deaness. I've been saying T.E. Deaness, but it's actually T.E. Deaness from the proverbial horse's mouth. So that's how it will be pronounced from henceforth. I'm gonna use that word. Introduce that word. But please get your legal queries in, and we will be helping you resolve those with the help of our special guest. We're gonna be chatting to him about what he's been up to recently. Before that, I think it's time we talked about orange juice and what you've got in your fridge and all that. Does your orange juice have bits in it?
No, I don't like orange juice with pulp.
I don't either. I hate it. Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah, so do I. I don't think I'm going to be able to buy it anymore after reading this story. So a man was basically caught on CCTV sneaking into a woman's house and ejaculating into her orange juice, then shaking it up and putting it back in the fridge.
Wow.
Willis Jean Burdett, 72. He was 72.
I thought the woman was 72.
No, he was 72 years old.
Mad.
He was caught because the woman's CCTV camera caught him sneaking into a house using a spare key, then masturbating. A Jackson Township detective said he then removed a bottle of orange juice from the refrigerator and came inside the bottle of orange juice.
That's his quote, though.
Yeah, that is a quote. Right, so I am going to... I'm going to guess... Is it in the southern states?
Yeah.
Removed a bottle of orange juice... from the refrigerator and come inside the bottle of orange juice. That's disgusting.
God damn. That is disgusting.
He was arrested by Jackson Township Police Department for the August. It happened in August, the incident. And he's now been charged with burglary and contaminate. I'd forget the burglary. The burglary's minor now.
He didn't break in. He had a spare key.
It's like he hasn't nicked anything.
He didn't even steal it.
Burglary isn't necessarily breaking and entering. Burglary is just theft from someone else's house, right?
Can you burgle your own house then?
No. Wow. Okay. Where did you get that from?
No, you can. People do that, don't they?
Burgle their own house.
Sell all the stuff and then ransack the house.
No, that's so different. That's not
burglary.
You can't burgle your own house.
I also know someone who sold the house key for 80 quid.
Why?
So
why?
Someone could burgle his house and then they could claim on the insurance and he got 80 quid out of it. But he got caught because they burgled everywhere in the house but his bedroom.
That's so
dumb.
Yeah,
you can burgle your own house because you can burgle your flatmate's room. Your flatmate's room. It be in your
that's
house.
That's true. No, but it's not your house, man. Stop trying to fucking find loopholes and shit. You can't burgle your own yard.
Okay.
You just can't.
You just lose stuff.
If it's your yard, if it's your own house, I'm not talking about if you're just renting a room in another house. That's not your house.
Okay.
I once did something pretty terrible when I was young and reckless. Which
did you burgle a house?
No, which this story reminds me of.
How illegal is it?
How illegal is it? I don't think it's illegal.
Yeah, before you commit to a crime on air, have a think about it.
I'm pretty sure it's not illegal.
Okay.
And well, this man's getting arrested. So
yeah, he's been arrested. Yeah.
Well, the thing is, it can only either be burglary or coming inside someone's drink. So.
No, it wasn't either of those things.
All right.
Take in mind, it was when I was like 15 or 16 years old.
Still no time.
We were at a party.
Mm-hmm.
And the host was she was somewhat inebriated, and everyone decided to like do fun shit to her house because they were taking the piss, and mine and my friend's thought was let's trim our pubes and put it in her pasta for her that she's eating for her lunch.
You are a rank boy. Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
In it.
Did she eat
it? Did she do that?
Yeah, I don't know if she ate it, but I presume she would have done. Because it was in like a container that she was probably going to take to college or whatever.
Oh my God.
And we trimmed our pubes and mixed it around. So it was like. Yeah, it's
so she would have eaten it. You are never cooking anything for me.
Are you fucking serious?
This is almost 10 years ago, guys.
Have you ever done that since?
No, but I have told the person. She found it funny.
Actually, I once pissed in my friend's air freshener bottle in his car, so it's pretty sweet.
Oh my God.
But yeah, I've never done anything like that.
You know,
sorry, Badger.
That's all fuckery.
Yeah,
you don't socialize in different ways, but I mean,
me and Badger don't talk no more.
Yeah, I'm not surprised.
It was before the first day of college as well. It was like I was still up at like 4 a.m. and I had college in London as well. I was living in Brighton, so I had to get the train like 7. Still up at 4 a.m. And yeah, just decided to make some pube pasta.
Did you have some other options on the table? Was it straight to pubes?
That was the only thought.
Okay.
We didn't have any other thoughts.
Like what inspired you? Because you said people were doing like fun shit to her house. So people were maybe, I don't know.
People were playing the red game.
What's that?
What's that?
You know when you go to a party and just steal anything that's red?
No.
What, and like not give it back?
Yeah. I mean,
you're not coming in my yard ever.
They're playing the red game. They're playing the draw on the walls game, which is never that nice to do.
Yeah.
And then me and my friend decided to play.
Took it a step further.
Pew pasta.
You're about fuck your friend.
It wasn't even a game either. It was just.
Yeah, it's no longer a game when you're putting your fucking pubes in someone's food.
Like, it was so funny though that I kind of don't care.
Were your friends the usual suspects as well?
They were there. They would have been there. Yeah.
What if we sort of decided now to put some pubes in your cup of tea that's coming?
Yeah.
Maybe would you drink it? Maybe you'd drink it.
If I knew it had pubes in it,
yeah.
I wouldn't drink it. No.
Well, you'll never know now. Will
I will
you?
Never know.
Maybe it will. Maybe it won't.
Please, nobody put any pubes in my drink.
Pube it right up.
Yeah. Oh, I feel so bad.
Yeah, I can tell.
I did tell her though.
Yeah, at least you. Do you know what? I rate that in a way, in a weird.
And it
way.
Wasn't like I told her like 5 years later when we were all like adults and shit. I told her like
after lunch.
Yes. Yeah, like, oh, did you eat that pasta, by the way?
I just remember something from last night. I can't remember if this is me just being fucked or was dreaming or whatever. But no, I told her like that year.
Oh, that's good.
See, I never told Badger that piss. I just left it in hopes that he'd get up for work one day after a cigarette and just spray his clothes and seats with the air freshener.
I don't know which is worse.
You should go about his day.
I genuinely don't know which is worse.
Being sprayed in piss or eating someone's pubes.
Oh, the toilet is worse. That's the worst one.
I don't know which is worse. They're both rank.
Yeah, very rank. I think actually, if you had to,
but also very funny.
I'd rather eat pubes.
This is the thing. I'll try and make a choice, and then you say it out loud, and you're like, "Oh, actually, no, that's fucking disgusting." The thing
you have to pick pubes over
being sprayed
in
piss. Yeah,
have you ever drank piss though?
No,
it just tastes like warm water.
No,
so I imagine that it just.
No, it doesn't.
It does.
Oh, if I had a gun to my head, you know, I think I would probably take being sprayed in piss.
Why? Really?
Because you can wash that off.
Yeah, but you can wash.
You've got pubes in you.
but they're in you.
You get me? They've gone through your fucking digestive system. Yeah, someone else's pubes. Are you mad?
One is down your throat. Who gives a shit?
Yeah, the piss might go down your throat. You might have your mouth open.
When do you spray perfume with your mouth open?
I don't know.
But every now and then, like, you get a bit of like perfume, like when you're spraying on, you go. Oh,
you're sniffing it. It'll certainly go in your nose.
Yeah, but it doesn't work like that, innit?
I'd consume a couple pubes. Yeah.
It's not a couple. You said you trimmed your pubes and sprinkled them on their pasta. That's not a couple.
Mixed it in the sauce.
Would you have pubes on toast?
Oh, that's my fave.
That's interesting. It's pubes on this side and piss on the other. You two are the piss with the pubes.
Yeah.
We're not just choosing it in general life. I'm saying if there was no choice.
Well, really, because that's what we're going to have to go and do after the show. That's now 4-3 after the show.
Again. A very great start to the show.
Absolutely. Always a great start.
But what I like about this guy, or I don't like about it, is his motives remain unclear. Nobody knows why.
What are you talking about, Willis?
The orange wank man.
Yeah, Mr. Willis Jean Burdett, who's going to go down in history. But the thing is, I'm hearing a lot of stories about... did you hear the one about the guy... This happened a few years ago, actually. There was a guy who worked in the same office as a woman, and... I said that like it's a really special occurrence. Mm. He works in the same office as a woman. No, but he, you know, he had a female colleague, and she caught him wanking into her coffee.
Mm.
These are
what?
Yeah. He got like, I think, 2 years for it or something like that.
I mean, you're gonna get caught. You know what I mean? You want to do it in something that's more discreet, like egg whites or something. Mm. You know what I mean?
Well, coffee. She probably would have just thought it was cream, innit?
Yeah, but it's like, salty. Like, why is my coffee salty? Didn't that egg whites? You're like, oh, these are slightly salty egg whites.
To be perfectly honest, like, salty doesn't even register with me. I didn't even know what it just tasted.
There's
like.
Not any pubes
so
in this,
salty.
Area, Abby.
Salty taste.
Oh, we can get confirmation.
I've got my tea, and I'm worried that there's pubes in it.
Well, I mean, you've got black tea.
It'd be calmer, to be fair.
They're all on the bottom.
We'll never tell. So give it a little good slap. It's horrible, actually, when you get hair. You know, sometimes you get hair stuck in your throat, or you feel like you have, but actual pubic hair stuck in your throat.
Yeah, I get beard hair in my mouth a lot. My own.
I get next man's beard hair in my throat. It's dog.
Obviously my own, yeah. So, anyway, Willis Jean Burdett was arrested by Jackson Township Police Department for the August incident, and he's now been charged with burglary and contaminating a substance for human consumption. Mm. The indictment said he did knowingly mingle a biological substance and or harmful substance, to wit, semen with a drink, when he knew... This is all a quote, by the way. I don't know what the fuck this means. Semen with a drink when he knew he had reason to believe that the drink may be ingested or used by another person.
That's a lie.
What do you mean?
Of course he knew.
Yeah, no, that's what I'm saying. That's what they're saying. That's the indictment.
He knew that.
But what did he burgle? Because I'm unclear about what he burgled.
Imagine that was your fetish. How pissed would you be? Like...
What?
Like, you really felt the desire to, like, come in someone's orange juice and just let them drink it. That got you off.
Yeah, but then he's not around to watch it. So what's he actually... He's only getting off on getting off into the orange juice.
The satisfaction of knowing that it's definitely happening, isn't it?
Would you rather drink orange juice with semen in it or with piss? Be able to choose. So it's either or today.
Why do we have to choose?
Because I'm making you.
Definitely why do we have to choose?
Piss, yeah, piss for sure.
You'd go piss over... Yeah. What would you pick?
I'm not going to answer that.
Definitely going pissed.
Because the thing is, no matter what happens when someone does one of these silly little scenarios and goes, if you had to choose, it's like, well, I don't have to choose right now, so.
Okay.
Yeah, but then you're boring.
You're boring. Because I won't say if I'd rather drink semen or piss. How is that boring?
Bun sponge.
Does anyone want an orange juice?
I'm going to call you Michael Fun Sponge.
I don't want orange juice for
on.
The next.
No? Oh, good one, Holly. I like that. Yeah.
Cheers, mate.
Fun Sponge.
Michael Fun Sponge.
That would actually be a compliment.
Got him.
Actually, no, it wouldn't. It's definitely an insult.
Do you know my favourite thing is?
What?
Rich people laughing.
Do it.
You know, there's
scoffing.
We were at the airport a few weeks ago and we were sitting behind this, like, I think maybe Polish, but he was talking a language I didn't understand. But every now and then he just let her. And it was like, he's got loads of money. Just imagine going, money.
What's a not so rich person's laugh then?
Just normal.
No laughing.
So you can tell if someone, how what someone's worth just by their laugh.
Yeah, do they have to breathe through the nose on the laugh and don't make a noise? Like a. the inward breeze, yeah. That's when you got name on it.
That's actually strangely accurate,
isn't it?
Yeah.
I'm really self-conscious about my laugh now.
Yeah, me too.
Well, I'm probably on the other end of the scale. I don't want to sound too rich now. I actually want to do the laugh Reese was talking about. Well, I can't breathe through my nose right now. I've got a bit of a cold.
Oh.
There's people here. I've been snivelling and talking a bit nasally, if anyone cares.
You don't sound it.
Do I sound fine?
No, it's like you sound fine.
That's all right.
You sound like to me, fam. Mm.
Yeah, like I said, we got tons packed into the show for later. We're going to get our special guest in after this next song. Oh, keep getting your... Go on.
Yeah, I was going to say that.
Yeah, keep getting your legal queries in, man. Tweet to us at FUBAR Radio or email us.
INC at FUBARradio.com.
Blah, 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 blah. Even when we switch responsibilities, you're still on point.
Mix it up, I like it. I like it. Absolutely.
Cheers, Reese. Thanks, guys.
You didn't commit? Are you looking for free, confidential, professional advice and legal representation? Do you want to hear a friendly voice on the phone? No? Then you've come to the right place. Here at Payne and Sylvester Inc., we don't actually care about your problems. We've got problems too, bitch. We're just here for the bants. Give us a call or send us a tweet or email us and we'll tackle your problems. Terms and conditions apply. We won't actually tackle a single one of your shitty problems. In fact, we'll probably make them worse. We're not even real lawyers.
We're not real lawyers, but we are the fucking law.
We're the motherfucking law.
That's it, man. So, yeah, do get your legal queries involved and we will try and resolve them with the aid of our very, very special guest, T.E.D. Ness.
Thank you very much.
No worries, man. Spirited round of applause for each and every guest that passes through these hallowed corridors.
No. We only did it for you. That's a lie.
Yeah, these are the offices of Payne and Sylvester Incorporated. Welcome. All the way from West London.
Yes, sir.
And I made the mistake of thinking that you were from South London.
Yeah.
But that's because you've got such a close relationship with buzz that's going on there. Because, you know, West London, there are a lot of MCs popping from West London right now.
Yeah, everything. Yeah, it's just kind of
traditionally.
Getting a bit
traditionally, it's always been a, you know, when it comes to rap, especially.
Yeah,
I think South's kind of always held the crown. But you know, West London is popping. Yourself, AJ Tracy, obviously going back. You know, Bashy, fucking. Who else? Who else is like mad notable from West?
Well, Western's doing good right now.
Yeah, so of course.
Who's that?
I know that just slipped.
I know that I just slipped your mind. Yeah, they're doing great right now. Do you know what I mean?
Really,
there's a lot of talent, man. But everything's just kind of getting together now. I think it's a good time for it. Yeah.
Yes. Definitely. So you specifically are coming from a rap perspective, part of the Six Figure Music Collective.
Yeah, yeah.
How did that? Was it something that you kind of established, that you founded, or something that you joined?
Yeah, it was just me. It was now that I just co-founded it with my pal Six.
Yeah.
Just we just kind of just made music together, and then just as it started being more serious, we just like came up with a name.
Yeah.
And then we just ran with Six Figure Music.
Okay. And you know, your rise to sort of notoriety in a good way.
Yeah.
On, you know, when it comes to this really. How I see it, it's like it's a really kind of lyrical road rap. Do you know what I mean? There's punchlines involved, there are metaphors involved, there is picking apart involved. It isn't the same as, you know, the kind of outright sort of trap.
Yeah, yeah.
Just
I understand.
Kind of vibes.
Yeah, yeah, I get you.
When you know, doing that, did you? Because I don't know how long you've been kind of doing it for. I see the rise in it.
Yeah.
And did you think it would sort of blow up like this, knowing that the climate was kind of more forgiving of less lyrical content?
Yeah, I don't really feel as if it's like at a place where it's blown up, so to speak, because of like the climate, like you said, because of the climate, it's kind of like it's not really music at the moment. It's more like feelings and vibes, more than lyrics. Do you know what I mean? So, but like it's. I don't know, I just feel like staying true to that, because like, it's hard for me to strip it back. Like a lot of people say, give you advice, strip it back for some, like for them and things like this. But it's hard for me to do things like that. Do you know what I mean? So I don't know, man. I think it's in a good place. It can only get better. Do you know what I mean?
But absolutely.
I don't know, man. I think it's alright.
What are your? Do you have any sort of influences, inspirations, like lyrically? Who did you listen to before you started rapping?
Like back in the day, it was like Cassidy. I used to listen to a lot of like
bloody hell. That's a generation, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
No one mentions. I've not heard Cassidy's name. I swear to God.
Like, before I started doing my own. You know what I mean? It was like I used to listen to like Tay Rock. You know Tay Rock. They all battle.
I used to listen to a lot of battle rap and things like that.
And then it was like Grime.
Yeah.
And then a lot of people from my own area I used to listen to. But it was like Dizzy Rascal was kind of like my first main influence. I started remixing his bars while I was playing football.
Yeah.
So do you know what I mean? And then it just. Like I went away from football, and then it was just music from then. So
okay, football's like interesting, because I find that a lot of them, there is a correlation between
sports
and
because you kind of I MC think when you're younger, you kind of just do like Sunday league, or you play it in school or something. But as you like, you kind of figure out if it's what you love or not. I kind of just loved music. Do you know what I mean? So I just put more effort into that as opposed to football.
Okay, fair play. Yeah, I think so many people did that. So many people did that. Well, your latest sort of offering music wise is Pablo's Prayer. We're gonna play that later, I'm sure. What can we expect sort of as a follow up to that? Is there
that was just a kind of a release. It was actually the first thing that I've ever produced myself, and it was just literally like a loop and some drums and stuff. It's literally the first thing I've actually produced myself. Do you know what I mean? So I put it out on SoundCloud. It's just got some views, and it wasn't really anything too, like, as a official release, so to speak. Do you know what I mean? So at the moment, I'm just working on new music. I'm just trying to get like a certain vibe, kind of get a bit back to the rap, more of the rap, the lyrical stuff, as opposed to like songs and just like single type songs. Do you know what I mean? I want to just, you know, get a certain feeling back.
Absolutely.
Like when it gets to winter as well, I think like people's like soundscape, it kind of changes people when they listen to certain vibes and stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
I think
that lyricism comes back in the winter because you want to feel something more. Do you know what I mean? You get on your hustle and
it's true. It's not, you know, so you're coaching more in when
it's not about the turn ups as much as just the vibe and the let me actually listen.
You're absolutely right.
And put some time into it. So I want to get back into that.
Yeah, I like the fact that you've analysed it and come up to that, because that's the conclusion I've kind of come to as well, and I do think people should pay attention to almost making their music seasonal.
Music is
definitely seasonal, isn't it? I think I can always tell, even if I will never forget by the sound of some of my own tunes when I recorded it, what vibe, what state of mind I was in, definitely.
You know what
I mean? I suppose it's most fitting to sort of play Pablo's Prayer right now. And then on the other side of this, we're going to be getting into some of your legal queries with the help of our esteemed guest, TEDNS. Yeah. This is FUBAR Radio, it's Payne and Sylvester Incorporated.
Listen, listen, mi casa, su casa, please love, please protect my tata, she don't want no drama, blood clot, me shot her, you shot her, 15, I just wanna be a baller, please Lord, please protect my corner, mercy for my mama, blessings for my brother, hey, Tennessee, I'm a prayer for my enemies, smoking hella weed, that's my remedy, brothers on their knees for some felonies, I get a G every time I sell a key, T gotta slow down, that's what they're telling me, I feel like there's an expiration date on my melanin, I ain't gotta act G, you could tell a G, if they come looking for me, you should send them in, bands, all up in the residence, shorty out of town with the evidence, we were getting money, that was evident, watch presidential, but I ain't the president, 10 came in off the garden, I need 10 again, I need one for the roads, one to look elegant, fresh ideas, track look like Dragon's Den again, I weren't thinking expansions, but then again, listen, mi casa, su casa, please Lord, please protect my tata, she don't want no drama, blood clot, me shot her, you shot her, 15, I just wanna be a baller, please Lord, please protect my corner, mercy for my mama, blessings for my brother, hey, Tennessee, I'm a prayer for my enemies, I just wanna grip wheels with a letter B, I get a thrill every time I sell a key, in the lab with the geeks, this is chemistry, mixture, he's got the mixture, you gotta see me on road to get the picture, outside, them niggas outside, they say they really wanna know if I'm about mine, up and coming, name your man, I'll outrun him, tell Poppy I need 20 more if the drought coming, the style standing, still see the crown coming, no he's talking about satin, you ain't really about nothing, smoke off a Dele, he died for some kilos, we took a G-loss, he died for the G-code, talking about his line, tapped on a D-lo, Federale's waiting when you go for that reload, S-A, mi casa, su casa, please Lord, please protect my tata, she don't want no drama, blood clot, me shot her, you shot her, 15, I just wanna be a baller, please Lord, please protect my corner, mercy for my mama, blessings for my brother.
FUBAR Radio presents
The Hannah Whitten Show.
Today in the studio having me my dear friend Bethan Ledley.
Wait, whee! It's about time.
I'm thinking of adding a little subtle sign in my book to mark every point that I had to take a break from writing to masturbate.
Writing about sex too much makes you horny.
No, basically. But for real! I don't think I've masturbated so much. But maybe that's because I'm just working from home a lot more.
Yeah, that's
than I am.
Yeah,
and
sorry.
So I'm just like, I don't drink tea, I don't take tea breaks, I don't smoke, I don't take cigarette breaks. But I'll take masturbation breaks.
Yeah.
My bed's right there.
Every Wednesday.
The Hannah Whitten Show.
From 6 p.m. on FUBAR Radio.
But right about now, it's Payne and Sylvester Incorporated. Why do you always fucking do that, man? You know I want to talk first all the fucking time.
I didn't say anything.
You did.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did.
No,
you
I didn't.
You said like half of a word.
You're a dickhead.
You definitely did.
I didn't.
Did you not?
I want to speak first in turn. Fucking prick.
That was very Italian how you said that. You've got a lot of hand gesture, like, hey, I want to talk. Gangster.
Who do you think you are?
Who do I think I am?
Yeah.
The same person that I definitely am.
Some chief, cuz.
Why?
I was just going to say that was a weird, going from that tune into that trail, felt bizarre.
Well, that's what this show's all about.
Just mixing it up.
That's what Payne and Sylvester Incorporated is all about.
Did you just delete some emails?
Yes, I deleted emails.
Wait, what?
They just disappeared from my... I had a really good one that's just disappeared from my box.
Jacob.
Two. Jacob. I had four, and now I have two. But don't worry, we can start with some. It's okay.
All right.
But the special one that we had has disappeared, the one that we have to read, that you haven't seen yet.
You ready for some of these, bro? Because they're bizarre. They get weird. All right. From Tony. Hi, guys. I've been together with my boyfriend for a few months now. Recently, we moved in together. It's going great. He has recently started farting on me. He'll sit on my head or boobs and just fart. I think it's disgusting. What can I do?
Fucking hell.
What a lovely man.
I've got a suggestion.
Got a suggestion?
Yeah, man.
Please, yeah.
Welcome.
Ask him to stop. I mean, any loving boyfriend would understand that. It's not
it's not the dumb thing, is
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
Nah.
You could just ask him to stop.
We often try and go for a more abstract resolution.
Yeah. I think...
Do bigger farts.
Yeah, compete.
That's
it, isn't it? Compete. You can't beat him, join him. Do you know what I mean? And... Yeah. what a good to for pungent farts.
Act like you love it as well, and then he'll get really freaked out by the you go, oh God.
Oh yeah, every time that he does a fart, like rub your body and like rife around in the bed.
He'd be like, oh my God, that's so nice.
Yeah.
And then he'll start getting weirded out by it.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Literally just start masturbating every time he farts.
Yeah.
I reckon.
Then he'll try and like move in on you, and then just be like, "Nah, I'm just the yo. I just all I want to do is masturbate
after your farts. After I don't even need you to fuck me anymore.
I just want your farts. All I need is my fingers and your farts.
Yeah. I think that's the subtle approach,
isn't it?
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's done. That's sorted. Let's get on to the best one.
Paul, hi. My girl has a nice round ass.
Started Paul.
Started well.
Sometimes I want to get my kebab.
Wait. Oh, I see what you did there before you even fucking did it.
Yeah, well, let's continue.
Keep going.
Sometimes I want to get my kebab, dip it in her bum crack before having my dinner. How do I suggest it to her?
Wait, can you read that? Can you read the bit about dipping it?
Break it down.
The whole,
slower.
No, the whole right, sentence about
from,
dipping.
It's from
dipping.
Paul. Right, no.
Okay, start again.
Hi, my girl has a nice round ass.
Cool, safe.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. Cool.
Yeah, yeah.
Sometimes I want to get my kebab. Dip it in a bum crack before having my dinner.
But what do you mean before having my dinner? Is the dinner separate?
That's what I'm about to say. Like, she just wants to get a kebab, dip it in her bum crack, leave the kebab
leave the
to
rest
one
of the kebab
side,
and just start and a completely different meal.
Yeah, that's what he's saying.
I think he means that's his starter. That's the main course, the dinner.
That sounds like someone taking one bite of a kebab. Dipped in bum.
Yeah, he wants a bum
dipped
kebab.
In bum meat.
But
bum
then kebab. Leaving the kebab and then eating his dinner, which seems to be a completely different entity.
Different dish.
I think he wants a nice taste for his dinner. Have a bum kebab first.
Cleanse the palate.
Yeah, really.
I think the kebab might be the dinner.
Yeah.
It might be.
I love how having a nice round ass means you have like... You're immediately drawn to like sticking a kebab and eating it.
Does he mean
I know
a kebab, like full on kebab with meat and everything in it and the sauce, or does he just mean an empty
kebab? The whole wrap. Like, is he what twisting, like, you know, yeah, close please boss, close get it wrapped. You get
but
me?
I think
wait, does he even want to eat it? Did he mention eating it?
Well, I think that I think you're right
before having my dinner.
Did he say dipping it and eating it?
He says dip it in her bum crack.
I feel like he's
no, read the whole thing. Read
he's
whole
referencing
thing.
Bum meat.
He says dip it in her bum crack before having my dinner.
So he doesn't even want to eat it. He just wants to put it in her bum. He just wants to put kebab in her bum.
He wants some bum meat. Because his girlfriend has a nice round ass. So he wants to eat.
He's smart. I like what he did there.
It's
basically like, because TE is going to be BAFTAs in what the fuck. Basically, bum meat, right? It's, you know, in a summer's day, you know, any type of human can get this, male, female, like... you basically, it's when you get a sweaty bum crease, you get me? That is bum meat, innit? It's like the residue that is in your batty crease when you get a sweaty bum. So we've talked about this concept on this show before.
Hold on, he's just processing.
I'm up to date.
And yeah, he's obviously alluding to the bum meat.
But how does he suggest it to her that he'd like to put a kebab in her bum?
Yeah, to listen.
Imagine
to the show.
Going to a kebab shop. It's like, I want all the salads, all the sauces, and
wrap
then
it
and then bum meat as well. Imagine what the guys would get. What bum meat?
No, but he wants to make the bum meat.
I know.
He's just saying, imagine. He's got the meat there and he wants to take it home to his missus and actually manufacture some bum meat. But it doesn't work like that. This is the thing. Maybe this is what we should tell him. Like, there are definitely some kind of guidelines for bum meat. And it's, I think it's something that's naturally produced. You can't just make one doesn't just make bum meat.
Are there different flavours of bum meat?
No, it's just, it's all... It's like, it's booty sweat. And bum meat is basically a synonym for booty sweat.
Booty sweat.
Yeah.
Bum meat. Okay.
You get me?
But what can he do?
There's nothing. Because it's a trademark, isn't it? Yeah.
No, but how does he get her to welcome a kebab into her, as he calls it, bum crack?
Just make sure it's like a kofta or something. Or like something that's... Sure. Well, just a wrap. Just make sure it's a wrap.
Maybe it's some of the kebab on the skewers, not even.
No, I don't use skewers because sometimes they need to use the skewers. Why are you? What's up? What's happened?
Imagine getting a skewer and trying to get some bum meat.
Oh, God.
Right.
It's different. He didn't say what kebab, did he?
Bruv.
Yeah. No, I think.
Anyway.
Okay, well, that's. We haven't helped him at all.
We haven't helped him at all. No. Greece.
I swear, as the more this show goes on, the more ridiculous.
The weirder
these,
the problems.
Like,
get.
We used to get, like, fairly normal ones.
Yeah, we used to get actual
issues.
Legal ones.
Check this out. Hi, my boyfriend gets a cucumber and hits me with it and takes off his clothes at the same time when he wants to have sex. Kind of turns me on, but still weird. Should I just let him do it?
No.
It's like.
What?
Like, when has that ever happened? Any of this shit? When has any of this ever happened?
People for real. Do things behind closed doors, Harley. We don't know what you get up to, or anyone else gets up to. Maybe you like a cucumber, could be hit with a cucumber.
No, no. On my mum's life, yeah. My mum's life, a very good friend of ours, yeah. I'm not gonna say it on radio, yeah. But
give me a
very
clue.
Good friend
give me
of
a clue.
His dad's an optician.
I don't know.
All right, no, he's
Ben Specsavers.
Why? No, why? Stop trying to say names and shit.
Well, obviously not.
All right.
Is he an Arsenal fan?
No, he don't even like football. He's
friend of ours.
He lives in Hong Kong now.
Oh,
yeah, right, yeah. He was linking one girl, yeah, like one woman. And he was fucking her. I swear, Dan, he said that she used to make him hit her with bread. I swear, on my mum's life, that's what he said to me. And he was serious.
Jokes.
She used to get him to lick her with like a baguette.
A baguette? That's baguette. Hard.
I know.
Crusty. Oh, that would hurt, probably.
Nice. On my life.
Where would he have
on
to
the, on the back of her head.
Oh, okay, that's fine then. That's somewhere
with bread.
Else.
Then he had to do it. It wasn't even like.
There was a turn.
It's like,
this,
I'm either. You either hit me with bread or we're not having sex.
Yeah.
Wow.
Mad. A baguette.
Okay, well, cucumber. Yeah. Cucumber sounds normal, so what should be advised?
You got any suggestions for Paula?
No, I think that's domestic abuse, man.
A cucumber's quite hard. I don't like the idea of him coming up behind her.
But she's also saying she kind of likes
it.
It kind of turns her on.
Gets a cucumber.
I don't know, if there's no problem there, innit? We ain't got to give you any advice if there's no problem. If it turns you on and have sex off, he licks you with a cucumber.
Well, if it turns you on and it clearly turns him on.
So it kind of turns her on, but she still thinks it's weird.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's only you two there. Unless you did it in public, like, I think you should be fine.
Imagine just sat there, I don't know, watching the TV or something. You just get smashed with a cucumber, and then you turn around. There's a naked your boyfriend's naked and holding a cucumber. I'm just smacking around the head.
I don't like that.
I can't imagine that. You just know when you see a cucumber, like, shit's getting real.
You open the fridge, you see several cucumbers. You're like, okay, I know what's happening.
Cucumbers are hard.
They are hard.
Like,
yeah.
And then, no, fuck that.
I don't want to be that. Might cause.
I think
bruise.
I was getting moved to. Like, I think there was a home invasion going on.
Yeah. I mean, is it in the wrapper or do they eat it? Does it just hit it with a cucumber? Was it?
No. Who knows?
I'd like to know more, but okay.
We never get more than that.
No, but it's good.
Yeah. Okay. No, we don't, actually. It's always really quite vague.
But I like the floodgates have been open. You get one weird email about a spoon and suddenly everyone else comes out.
But that wasn't even
goes,
the first weird one.
Oh, we'd had some other weird ones. Yeah. That's true.
All right, we'll do one more.
Okay.
And then we'll get into a song. Mm-hmm. And, at one point, play to win
yeah,
as well.
Sure, yeah.
It's going to be exciting this week.
All right, Ruby. My friend's dog did shit in his lap. Did shit in his laptop and closed the lid.
Oh. What do you mean, what? Did shit?
So she said,
what, as in, like, typed up some documents?
I can't,
or
I can't
did
be
shit.
Bothered.
Sent some files to WikiLeaks.
I feel like she's meant to say, did a shit.
Yeah, I reckon that's yeah, probably yeah, what.
So, but like, are we forgetting the fact that she's saying that her dog opened the laptop, shat in it, and then closed it?
This is a smart dog.
She's not. She's going. Not sure how. Not
it's
sure
you
how.
You don't have to be smart over the laptop. You just have to have fingers. Dogs can't open laptops.
No.
But he's going on holiday soon, and he's asked me to look after the dog.
The dog is on it. Was booking the flight. Then didn't it? That's what the fuck he was doing. Doing shit in the laptop for.
Then didn't want to know the owner where it's going. So exactly. Shit in the laptop and shut the lid. I just want a break from you. That's all.
Go on, keep going, keep going.
Not sure how.
Oh, I get it now. My friend's dog did shit in the laptop and closed the lid. So the dog booked the holiday.
Yeah, exactly.
He's not sure now, but he's going on holiday soon and he's asked me to look after the dog.
Yeah. Right.
Where's the dog? What if it does something to me?
Is she talking about the owner of the dog in
the holiday? Oh, right. The dog booked the holiday for the owner.
Oh, no, yeah. That's basically what she said.
Yeah,
the owner on holiday. And now the owner has to go.
Yes, yeah, basically.
The dog used the owner's credit card. Because dogs ain't got credit cards.
Basically.
Doesn't have credit card, passport probably.
Can't use
either.
The owner's. It's going to know all the owner's information. It was around when it was doing the password, everything. You get me?
That's a new level when you want to book. You want to
if you're ever
going to
get backstabbed, it's going to be your dog.
Yeah.
Dogs know everything about you.
But.
What if it does something to me? I've been avoiding saying yes, but I might
just
have
don't.
To, just do it. You'll get a fucking holiday out
that's
of it.
It. but you're paying for it.
Yeah, you have no laptop left because it'll shit in your laptop.
Yeah, that's it.
That's
don't
it.
Bring don't bring your computer around when you're looking after the dog and don't let it know any of your personal information.
It's smart though. Maybe it could do some hoovering or something for you. If it can shit in a laptop
no,
on the holiday.
I think he's more of an evil
he's
genius.
A mischievous
oh,
dog.
Right.
It's not really the type of dog to be going around doing hoovering and shit.
Yeah, okay.
It's clearly an evil genius.
Right.
Shit. I'd say look after it and just get it to there. Do loads of shit for you.
Take over the fucking world with a little pooch, mate. That's what I reckon.
Get it to take.
He obviously knows
if
something.
If this dog
you
is booking holidays, sky's the limit.
But it can do can things it do? You want. Can take your PPI calls for you. Can deal with that. Can deal with kinds of things.
It might not be able
your
to talk,
what?
Though.
Your
that's why PPI that's why it does stuff online.
Oh, your PPI. I thought that was like some weird, like a PPI call. I was like, what the fuck's
sounds
a PPI
like
a,
it
call?
It sounds like a euphemism for a penis, isn't it? Your
yeah,
PPI.
You can take your PPI calls for you.
It's like,
what the fuck is that?
The most childish thing you ever call. Hey, I'd like to see your PPI. That's your not PPI very sexy, call. Is it?
Yeah, not very sexual at all.
Let me see your PPI call.
Your PPI really turns me on. Now, what? You just, that would sound weird. Don't say PPI.
PPI, specific. Cool.
PPI, cool, yeah.
Yeah, Ruby, just. Allow it, innit?
Yeah, be cool with a dog.
Just be.
But film the dog.
Innit?
Don't film the dog.
No, do because
you're
going
about this
the
wrong way.
£200 on you've been framed straight away. If you can film the dog doing
shit
on the laptop.
You don't want to let off the secret, though.
Oh, I suppose.
It's just that you've got a special friend here, man.
I guess.
It's a dog that can book its own flights.
But it ruins laptops.
And you lot are talking about you've been framed, you know? Like, people even send videos to you've been framed.
Know,
do you realise you've been framed was VHS?
Was that? I don't know.
That show still happened, yeah.
It does still happen, but they still shine
isn't
shit
it?
From, like, you see, it's videos that you can still see the date in the fucking
okay,
corner.
Right. Camcorder, videos. Okay.
Mad.
Okay. That's helped Ruby then. That's good. That's a good selection.
Yeah. Well, let's get into a song and then we will play to win eventually.
I like it.
Sylvester Incorporated on FUBAR Radio. We're joined by our very special guest, T.E.D. Nash.
Did
you enjoy that song?
Yeah,
it's a big song, isn't it?
Yeah.
Growing, we,
I
what,
think
what
it's genius, because really all you remember from it is that's the way.
It's a very good hook. It's literally such a good hook,
that's
right? That's what we do on this show. We juxtapose it. I will play like urban music, contemporary sort of British street music, and Harley will kind of juxtapose it with grown people's music, especially sort of American heritage music.
Yeah.
So each one to each one in a way, do you know what I mean?
I understand.
But yeah, you've been one of only a kind of handful of guests that we've had on the show.
Yes,
so
thank you so much.
For coming through. Where can people find you on the socials?
You can find me, all socials are at TEDNS, so it's at TE_DNESS. Kind of, that's on my SoundCloud, Instagram.
You know, that's probably the first question I should have asked you. What does the name mean? It's interesting.
TE used to be Temper.
Right.
So when I was younger, I used to be called Temper, just MC Temper, just around like 14 to about 17. And then I kind of started taking music a bit more seriously. And I just cut it to TE, which was impossible to find online because it was just two letters.
Right.
So DNS is a play on my surname, Dennis.
So I kind of
just added that, so it's more so you can find me online, but it means something. It's a play on my surname, so it's TEDNESS.
Right, yeah, I get it.
I used to be called MC Tantrum.
Tantrum.
Back in the day. You could have had a little click. Like the Angry Crew.
And Knife Edge, right?
And Knife Edge.
Yeah. Knife Edge.
Knife Edge would have been even harder to find on Google, wouldn't it?
Knife Edge.
Yeah.
Bruv, I had some sick names.
I was the Assassin
MC, because it was like, my name's Harley Alexander Sule, so it was like Assassin MC.
But you aggressive weapon or something?
That's a joke.
I thought that was real.
It's jokes, isn't it? It's like, I was called Knife Edge Tantrum. Were you aggressive weapon? Yeah, but that was a joke.
Tantrum's not that bad. But then there was someone else called Tantrum, so I had to change it. And I was like, what's the perfect name? Knife Edge. Being 14 was sick.
Of course.
It's true, you know.
It's true. My name was Sparky D at one point.
That's a proper Gary G name.
My name
is
even Onyx. That's a Pokemon.
No, if you remember there's the rap crew Onyx as well.
Yeah,
absolutely legends. Like, I think that Onyx is a good name. Yeah. I think it says so much. It's quite profound as a name.
Yeah.
I like that name. Yeah. But we are gonna have to say goodbye to you, man.
Kicking me out, yeah?
No, not at all, bro. We'd love you to actually stay in that, but I know your motor's on the meter, innit? And we're not trying to have any. Oh man, we like I was saying to you earlier on, we had a guest in a few shows ago who we didn't know, basically, and that the interview ran over, and he got basically a parking fine for it. Yeah. But and you know, we are the law, obviously, Payne and Sylvester Incorporated is a law firm, but we do have an agreement with the council,
the local
that
council,
we don't fuck with their patch if they don't fuck with ours. It's political, innit?
I understand.
Like, a lot of money gets exchanged and that. we don't touch that shit. So we couldn't really step on their toes.
Yeah, I understand.
You get me? So yeah, we to that end, that's why we're gonna let you out with ample time.
No problem. Thank you very much.
But no, thank you,
thanks
brother.
For coming
honestly,
in.
Man.
Big round of applause,
yes,
bro.
Thank you.
Legendary guest. Cool. So let's get into another song now, and then straight after this, we are gonna play to win. It's FUBAR Radio. It's Payne and Sylvester Incorporated.
Wheel up when you hear me say what? Marsh pit when I spit. You in it for what? You do it for who? You flip it for what? Who? Huh? You for what? In it for what? Do it for who? Flip it for what? Who? Huh? You for what? I can act up, not go jail. For what? Hashtag Gareth Bale. For what? Act up, then get slapped. For what? Slapped up on my snap. For what? Snapchat full of my zombies. What? Winning is one of our hobbies. What? Never relate to the phonies. What? Spitting bars just like the OGs. What? Punch man with a punchline. Bar for bar, that's what you call a bar line. Bar for bar, that's what you call a bar fight. Bar for bar, that's what you call a good night. What? Talk about hits, I an apple and platinum. 24 carats, Seattle are cutting them. Got a new crib and it's looking like Buckingham. Me being famous and broke, I'm not having it.
I get it.
You in it for what?
We get it.
You do it for who?
We get it like crazy.
You flip it for what?
We double up,
huh? You for what?
I get it.
In it for what?
We get it.
Do it for who?
We get it like crazy.
Flip it for what?
We double up,
huh? You for what?
Switch it up and go pop.
For what?
pissed if a man gets dropped. For what? Cause the sales didn't say a lot. For what? The label's pockets, that's what. For what? Step into the office like what? What? They wanna try a dance remix. What? Could sell in other territories. What? Your name out, hear the stories. What? Stepped in a game with a tenner for the subs. Say £60, go cut two dubs. Life got hard, then man had to burn two buds. Just to keep calm when I roll to the clubs. Just to keep calm when I handle the fame. Now I can handle the game. Might seem weak for the lyrical heights we don't pet. We shower them down like rain.
You in it for what?
We get it, we get it.
You do it for who?
We get it like crazy.
You flip it for what?
We do it like
us. You for what?
I get it, I get it.
In it for what?
We get it, we get it.
Do it for who?
We get it like crazy.
Flip it for what?
We do it like
us. You for what?
For what?
For what?
For what?
For what?
Your mead. Drink your mead.
Peasants.
Peasants.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I've still got that mead, actually.
Oh, yeah.
Wait, who's competing today?
It's you and that.
Me.
Is it not Reese and that?
No, because I won.
Oh, because Reese wasn't in last week.
Yeah, he wasn't here, but he will be on next week then.
Yes.
It's Reese next
week. I mean, is there really any point in me having a go? Yeah, let me do this week.
Oh, actually, no, yeah. Reese has played.
Reese has seen the answers.
Yes, yeah, Reese has played. Yeah.
Reese got annihilated like 9-0.
Yeah, that was it. Yeah. That was it. No, do you know what? I forgot.
Well, I wasn't in. Right,
I'm not ripping the pigs either. Sorry. We did stay on there for quite
an uncomfortably long time. Yeah, that time got annihilated. Yeah, he would wank on it. Oh, them times. That's when we had the spotlights. They were the days they were.
Do you want to test your buzzers? Justin, you're number 17.
Cool.
That's my favourite one ever.
Natalie, you're number 12.
Earwank. Earwank. Earwank.
Earwank.
Earwank.
Sure, okay.
When was that said?
I don't know.
Alright, today it's all about speed today.
Okay.
Alright. It's all about speed because these are...
No, now you've said that, Justin's going to do that thing that he pretends that he doesn't do.
You might as well press it now.
That laugh says it all.
Why don't you press it now and try and get answer one?
Are we ready?
I don't know what any of you are talking about.
And remember, so I'm not revealing the theme. You have to guess the theme after the first 10. However, I feel like we need a new system.
Okay.
Because it gets to the end and we kind of just like, oh, like still. I feel like there needs to be like, because quite often, more than not, like we either know it, like both know it.
Because we guess it during the song titles. Yeah.
We need like a new system.
Maybe if somebody guesses it during it, they get a, I don't know, they get a point. I don't know.
No, we don't always guess it during the song title.
We get it wrong and we just go, oh, friend. Exactly.
Maybe. All right, what about after each song, you're allowed one guess of what the theme is?
What, and then someone gets it eventually?
Yeah.
Well, you just can't guess the theme till the end.
But like, we didn't get it right.
I think that should stick.
Yeah.
You can't guess the theme till the end.
Yeah, but like, I feel like at the end, it's like, then
if one person hasn't got it and the other one has and then they give the theme away, then you're going to be like, oh yeah, this week's all about, you know, digging holes, and then you're like, oh yeah.
Well, let's try your new system this week.
We'll see how it goes. Yeah. After each round you get one guess.
Okay.
Yeah. You can't just go like, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Welcome to Payne and Sylvester Incorporated, where we plan the show on air.
It's good to workshop.
All right. Number one.
All right, cool.
Are you ready? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's me. Definitely me. Yeah. That was the Rembrandt's I'll Be There For You.
It was indeed.
So I'm can I guess? Are we guessing?
Yeah, you have one guess each.
Friends.
Best Friends Day.
National Friendship Day.
Stop guessing. You have one guess.
Sorry. Okay. Whoops.
I've done everything right so far.
You have, yeah.
I've been exemplary.
All right, number
I've
two.
I've gone rogue.
Earwank.
Definitely me. Is
that
it
was
me?
You,
that was
yeah.
You, yeah.
See, there's two
hurry.
Songs I think it could be.
But you only get one guess.
Is it 50 Cent Candy Shop?
It is indeed.
Oh,
cool.
I thought it was something else. Okay.
Did you
I
think
it was Paid in Full? Or no, what did I think? Yeah.
Oh, what, by Eric B. and Rakim?
Yeah.
No, that starts...
Does that not start like that?
No, it doesn't.
Okay. And then it kicks in.
Wait, no, that's...
I genuinely can't remember how Paid in Full starts.
Okay, like do you want one guess? One guess.
So what was it? Candy Shop?
I guessed it already.
No. At the down the theme.
Oh.
Doom, doom.
Sweet Shop Day.
Comfort Food Day.
No.
Okay.
What is this? Okay.
Earwank. Oh, actually.
Did you hear my bum going?
Oh, you got it, bro.
No, have it, have it.
No.
I don't know who it's by. I know the title, but I don't know who it's by. It's Flowers, isn't it? But I don't know.
It's not the name. It's.
Oh, I don't know that.
Wait, that's.
G&L.
Yeah. I'm here.
G&L.
Sweet Female Attitude.
Uh-huh.
Oh, okay.
I'll Bring You Flowers.
Yeah.
Remix, though, innit?
Well,
it was actually a remix. Okay. Just a bit of a trivia there about the song. That was actually a remix, yes.
Okay.
It was a slower version that preceded that one.
Oh. Okay.
I'll have you know.
Okay, guess. One guess.
What was it called again, the song?
I'll Bring You Flowers.
Cheer Someone Up Day.
No.
That's a good guess. How do I know it's a good guess? I don't even know what the fuck it is. Friends, flowers, and fucking candy. Romance Day.
No.
Oh shit, that'd be Valentine's Day.
Mm. Number four.
How am I winning?
3-0 as well.
Bomba Club.
Bomba Club.
Could still lose this though.
Oh, that was very
that
close.
I think that was you.
That is Randy Newman. You've Got a Friend in Me.
Yes.
Had the pleasure of meeting him once at the Ivor Novello's.
The old Randall.
Yeah, mate. he won an award for, I think it was best score. No, I think it was more prestigious than that. I think it was like one of those kind of lifetime achievement type
best
awards.
Best score of all time.
Yeah, just like, literally just all the best scorer of all time. Yeah. Like, just, you're just a don. I think it was more prestigious than an award from that year of music. Yeah. I think it was a bit.
Was he nice?
Lovely. He's exactly how his music suggests he is. Do you know what I mean?
Small people.
Yes. Yeah. But we smoked a joint around the back of the hotel.
What? You and Randy Newman?
Why do you think he's so nice?
Because he's stoned
all the time.
Really?
Manchester. I'm lying. I'm committing libel right now.
Oh shit! Okay, it didn't happen. Oh right. Okay, just clarify. Wow.
That didn't happen. I didn't bun Zeus with Randy.
That would be so
categorical.
I was thinking, like, why haven't I heard that story before?
Yeah. I hope somewhere on this planet someone is bunning a zoo with Randy Newman at this moment.
You
in
don't
time.
Share.
Do you reckon he's. Yeah, that's the one flaw in his character.
No, he's just friends in me, bro.
He's lovely. He gives to charity. He takes care of, like, disabled kids. He's opened a little puppy home, but he never shares spliffs. You even ask him, he'll punch you in the face.
He's trying a cold sore.
That's his trigger.
Everyone's got a flaw.
That's. Alright, sorry.
Oh, okay. I might have to have a guess.
One guess.
Candy, two. Flowers. Date day? I don't know.
No.
Okay.
Dependence Day?
No. Ready, Matt?
Mm-hmm. Yes, I am.
Ed Sheeran, Lego House.
Yeah. Sheet, 4-1.
Is Matt going to lose? Oh, by the way, I read the conversation that was on about with Harley. It was me who said it, but we did have the conversation.
Is it World Children's Day?
No.
Fuck!
What was that song called?
Lego House.
I'm out of touch.
Is it National Presence Day?
No.
Okay. Earwank. It's Janet Jackson. Is it?
No.
It's not Janet Jackson. Oh, okay. I don't
know, but it's a fucking sick beat, though.
It sounds nothing like the actual song. Because the intro is completely different to what
I don't know it.
Anyone?
It's R&B. It's R&B, is it?
Not really.
Oh, okay.
You want to gander, have a guess? Clues, anyone?
Yeah, have a clue, please.
I think he's the best rapper in the world, bar Justin and Jordan. and Reese.
Thank you.
I think someone I'd put in that high regard.
Is it an old school
he's
rapper?
He's new. Well, he's like new fairly rapper. New. He's about now. Yeah.
Chance the Rapper?
No.
Kendrick?
Yep.
That's Kendrick.
Boom, 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 ch, boom, ch, boom, boom, ch, boom, ch, boom, boom, ch, boom, 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 ch, boom, boom, ch, boom, ch, boom, boom.
It sounds like it's off the second album.
It is not.
What, it's off Good Kid, M.A.D. City? Uh-huh. Or?
Alright.
Which was technically
I'm going to give you a clue.
Album.
I'm going to give you a clue. We bring a lot of people to this, being the law.
Clients?
No.
Glastonbury. What are you talking about? No, don't you all think... We will bring you to justice.
Yeah.
So that's the name of the song.
No.
How am I forgetting the title?
Justice is in the title of the song, though.
Poetic Justice.
Yeah.
Sorry. Yeah. I was having to go through the fucking.
I'm gonna give you both a point there because that was a bit.
No. Because Nat's struggling.
Because Nat's having a little struggle.
Why wouldn't Natalie get a point?
I didn't get a point.
She said justice.
Don't do charity.
She said justice, though.
Wow.
No,
she said one word from the title.
Yeah, but I feel like...
She said no pity. No pity.
No, I don't... Yeah,
do you know what she did to my confidence?
All right. If you're all saying it, okay. Anyone want to have a little guess?
No sympathy. Because I know next time I play it, she's going to whip my ass and she's not going to feel sorry for me.
Poetic Justice...
If you don't know the song, it's kind of a little bit more difficult.
Yeah, I do.
Because I'm doing that thing that you guys do and using and some of these
references.
The lyrics in the song for quite a few of these, actually.
Nat loses.
This is what happens to like me and Justin. Nat, and when we're getting smashed, we're like,
care. Make up with somebody day.
No, but like your guesses are like warm.
Oh, okay.
So you can't guess again. Remember.
Okay.
Like World Forgiveness Day?
Nope. What number are we on?
God, this game's tense.
I know, mate.
It's
7.
It's hard today, isn't it?
Fucking hell!
Was that me?
Yeah.
Are you letting me win that?
No.
Yeah, this is mad. You don't know any of them.
I'm actually getting quite scared.
Normally you're just like,
how can you not know this?
How do
I guess this before you?
You just were quicker, that was all.
Mad thing. I'll take it. Fuck it. This is all on record. Coldplay, Fix You.
Yeah. Right, 6-1. This is like a battering.
And I can't believe I just said those words and won the point because of them. Coldplay, Fix
Nat
You.
Can actually come back from this.
I don't think it's mathematically possible. I could literally not press my buzzer again. I'm still one.
Yeah, there's only three left in there.
Oh, no, but then there is still the bonus and the bonus. Then the second bonus.
So,
could pull it level.
You could pull it level.
Okay.
Do it.
That's what you've been doing.
I'm trying to go for this whitewash out here, you get me?
Fix You.
Okay, yeah. No.
Like something to do with a caring day. Fixing you.
Yeah,
National care to do carers, caring?
No. But again, you're like kind of on kind of
like okay. Like World Mentor Day or something?
No.
No. Why did you laugh then?
That was just funny. Alright, number 8. Justin, you ready?
Yeah, sorry. I wasn't being serious about not pressing my buzzer again.
That was Natalie.
That's Jackson 5. I'll Be There?
Yeah.
I wish you got the artist wrong.
Why?
I wish you said Mariah Carey.
Oh, yeah, she did a good cover there. She did a good cover.
Very good cover.
I'll be there.
Yeah. Just call my name. Guardian Angel Day.
No.
Fuck.
Best Friends Day.
Nope.
Said that. That was
Have
my
we?
First guess.
Yeah, I forgot.
Okay, number 9.
Earwank.
Didn't you've done my hand on my fucking buzzer. I'm such an idiot. No, go on, have it.
That's Lean On Me.
Yeah.
By Bill Withers.
Yeah.
You said it wrong.
Why?
You said Michael Bolton.
Did he do a cover of that?
He did.
Oh, I'd like to hear that.
I love Michael Bolton so much.
I love his voice, man. He sounds like he's in pain, but he's still hitting them notes.
The Daily Mail once gave out a free CD, and I actually bought the Daily Mail just for this Michael Bolton CD.
I would have just stole it off the front cover, I reckon.
I would like to see you wearing a Michael Bolton wig.
I think I'd look good in a
Michael Bolton. Yeah, I think so. I'd like to see all of you wearing a Michael Bolton wig, including
Absolutely.
Myself. what was it called? Lean On Me. I feel like it's so obvious what it's going to be.
It is so obvious, man.
Michael Bolton wig.
It's not like that obvious.
Advice. Something like Lean On Me. Advice Day.
No. Just think about the other ones. Like we'll go through them in the end, but.
Like National World Relationships Day?
No.
Am I colder than that?
Yeah.
Okay.
I keep forgetting what I've said.
Number 10.
Earwank. That's the Beatles.
Yeah.
With a little help from my friends.
It is.
All the themes are just the same
friends,
fucking thing.
They're all the theme now. Friends and presents.
What's the score?
6-4.
Is it give your friend a present? Give your friend a present day.
Now it's just all in. Just go.
Right,
I'll go through the titles.
Yeah, okay.
I'll Be There For You.
Yeah.
Candy Shop. I'll Bring You Flowers. You've Got a Friend in Me. Lego House. Poetic Justice. Fix You. I'll Be There.
National Kindness Day.
No, be.
Can you say what?
That's close.
What's the lyric? You said was the Lego House when you said it was a lyric from the song.
Charity Day. National Charity Day.
Yeah.
Okay, so in Candy Shop.
Yeah.
Lyric: I'll take you to the candy shop.
Yeah.
That's the lyric.
Brilliant. Okay. That's
my helpful. I'll bring you flowers.
Yeah.
I'll bring
that.
You flowers.
I get that.
You got Lego House. If there is a lyric,
I'll
just can't remember.
I'll do it all for you in time.
Is it actually about Lego?
I'll do it all for you.
I'll do it all for you. Yeah. Okay, so that's the lyric.
Poetic Justice.
National Servitude Day. National Slaves Day.
National Cleaners Day. National Butler Day. National.
National Help a Disabled Person Day.
No.
Help an older.
No, it's no help.
No help. Okay. It's really no help. Can you give us some clues? Can we start a clue?
Someone said kind.
Yeah.
That was close for one of the words.
They all seem like.
Have you seen the theme?
Yeah.
Do you want to give me some help?
I'd say they all seem like very nice things to do, I suppose.
Yeah.
They're nice things to do.
Gesture.
That's so ridiculous.
Is that a word? Is that.
No.
No. So it's synonymous with kindness.
Yeah.
Philanthropy.
No, it's National Something 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 Day.
National. Is, like, not random acts of.
No.
National.
I love this bit. It's really fun.
And make someone smile.
No, but
make someone happy.
No. None of those are the right words. But like, it's
you're giving me body language. Like, yeah, but you're asking. Like,
but like, you're that's very warm. Like in general.
What was warm? What was warm? What did I say?
Make someone happy.
No, national makes a national brighten someone's day.
No.
Did we say make someone. You said make someone smile.
Cheer someone up.
No.
Cheer someone up.
Come on, Nat, have a Chuck something out there. You haven't thought of anything.
National. Is it be something?
No.
Is it do something?
Buy
yes.
Something. Do.
Yeah. National keep a promise.
No, because you just said do.
Do.
Do something.
Do. Oh, so you. Yeah, do, but then keeping is doing.
Do something
no, but
nice.
It's literally
do something nice.
That's yeah. the day, yeah.
Oh, okay.
I didn't know what she just came out.
That's.
All Nat needs to do is guess a bonus.
Yeah.
And it's then a draw. It's... And then they have to fight to see who wins.
I literally did all the work for that answer.
I know.
I felt really lazy today. I thought I'd just come in at the end.
It's National Do Something Nice Day.
Oh, that's nice.
Well, I think it was on like... Oh, it is today, yeah.
Okay.
Natalie knew, so she let me win up until this point. Now she's just going to come and snatch it from me.
Okay, so this one.
What happens if it's a draw, though?
Then someone has to sing something.
Then I'll go off and find another song.
Oh, okay,
this
right.
happened before when you were away.
Yeah, he did something like Custard Pie by Jack Johnson, and we didn't know what it was.
Custard Pie?
What, banana dick. Pancakes?
Banana pancakes.
Custard Pie.
This one. All right. Shush.
Sorry. How did you get to Custard Pie from banana pancakes?
They're both
desserts. Why would you call yourself Custard Pie, though?
Custard Pie.
Oh, shit. I'm just loving it.
I love it when he gets that one little tear in his glass.
I'm just loving how much you're laughing.
Jack Johnson, write that song. Yeah.
Okay, so right, this one is literally like, it's like. So obvious.
Yeah.
So obvious.
Yeah.
It's going to be a thing of speed.
Okay.
I made it as obvious as possibly could.
I'm
okay.
crying. I can't even see the screen. Guess where my button is going.
Yeah.
You ready?
Yeah.
Number 11, the bonus. Okay. If Natalie gets this, it's a tie.
Yeah.
It won't happen. Earwank.
Oh, she got
it. No.
She did get it.
She got it.
That was me?
Yeah.
That's so, Umbrella.
Yeah.
Rihanna and
yeah.
Jay-Z.
It's a fucking tie.
Draw, yeah.
Fucking tie.
How's he's gone from 6-1 to 6-6?
She knocked me off balance with that, man. Honestly.
Yours an open this is like man. Newcastle, Norwich.
All right, so now it's one of those things where we have to play a song, and then I have to go and consult with Jacob and
yeah. okay.
and pick a song.
Well, it should be one of your choices next, Harley, I believe. If you want to drag something
yeah,
up.
Okay. Yeah. Let's go, I guess.
Eat up, little cigar. Trying to find the ocean, looking everywhere. Hard times in the city, in a hard town by the sea. For free. Look on the corner, waiting for a train. Drunk, lying on the sidewalk, sleeping in the rain. They don't know.
got my sister Sandy and my little brother Ray. Buy a big old wagon to haul us all away. Live out in the country where the mountains high. Never gonna come back here till the day I die.
Radio, Payne and Sylvester Incorporated. Harley's in the control seat right now.
I'm loving it.
How does it feel?
I like it over here. I feel powerful.
Yeah. We're on Facebook Live as well. We're streaming right now. So if you are in front of a computer and you would like to see our handsome faces, then log on to Facebook and go
see
to
me
our
in my
page.
Slippers.
Yeah, Harley's wearing slippers.
Yes. Why did you walk here in slippers?
They got cabin
I got
slippers.
An Uber.
You got Uber from your house.
I was
here,
I was in my house doing shit, and then I was like, "Fuck, it's 10:02, so I had to like get an Uber real quick."
Okay.
Because I wouldn't have made it otherwise, unless I ran, which wasn't gonna happen.
And your slippers.
And then
slippers.
You would have been pissed if he was late.
I would have been pissed if he was late. Yeah.
All that matters is I'm here.
That's true.
And I'm comfy.
Very true. That's all.
In
that
my
matters.
Slippers.
That's very nice.
All right. So because it was a tie, we've had to go to extra bonus round.
Jesus.
So. Okay.
And this song that we didn't have much to choose from in such little time, it kind of fits in with the theme, kind of doesn't, but it does, I guess.
Great, well, that's all the clues.
Kind of does, kind of doesn't.
I mean, it does.
Okay. Let me
what would you say, Jacob? Would you say, yeah, okay.
Yeah, thumbs up from Jacob.
Wait, hold up. That Jacob seal.
Are you ready? Yeah, go.
Yeah, I'm ready.
What are you doing?
No, I genuinely can't find my buzzer.
Just stop moving.
Yeah, there is. Cool. Yeah, maybe safe.
All right. We ready?
Yeah.
Number 19. Oh, I'm a bit nervous myself.
Okay. Earwank. Oh.
Fucking out.
I want to say Rick Astley.
Hey, what? I got it.
Oh, you got it.
Yeah, it was Rick Astley. Never gonna give you up.
Yeah.
Well, you get it. Then you win.
Oh, damn.
Shit. The victor
wins.
That's only
celebrates
the second time
the
I've ever beat you.
That's true, yeah.
I still got a feeling that part of you, like, I don't know, you let me win a little bit, man. Because the Coldplay one is the one that kind of, I can't believe I guessed that before
because,
you.
Because you look like a Coldplay fan.
Yeah.
No, I was thinking, I was watching Iron Man 2.
Okay.
And thinking, Natalie kind of reminds me of Gwyneth Paltrow a little bit.
What?
Like, genuinely. No, genuinely.
What?
No, like, genuinely. I don't know what it
just
was.
Just going, what?
Yeah,
what?
No, just,
I'll take it.
There are similarities. And I think it was also in, like, the role she plays in Iron Man.
Yeah.
She's kind of like, she runs things, innit? Do you know what I mean? On the sly. You get me?
Yeah.
So, I think that's what it was.
And I only go out with people called Chris Martin, so it's weird.
That is weird.
That's
that
quite
is
weird.
Do you have a child called Apple?
I do.
Then she's got an apple called Child. She couldn't get the child called Apple, so she just got an apple and named it Child.
Yeah.
I love it. Well, no, they are called Granny Smith. Do you know what I
that's
mean?
That's true. So, they are. That's, well, that's what we can use as a segue, man, because giving like things nicknames, sort of feminine nicknames, kind of segues into giving women nicknames.
But
in a
can you read out the title
way.
And then I'd like to say what Reese has said exactly after he read it first.
So, the title of this sort of next story that we're going to talk about is the sexist pet names women want to man.
Right.
And now, Reese read the sexiest pet names women want to ban, I think.
The sexiest pet names, as in, like, my cat's called Mavis, and I think that's not very sexy. They'd probably ban that one.
I, on the other hand, made a mistake, but it was the sexiest pet names women want to ban. I thought people were fighting for gender equality among the sort of animal kingdom. And people going, oh, you can't call Fido shouldn't just be a dog. It should be a bitch as well. Do you know what I mean? It shouldn't just be a male dog. It should be a female dog. So that's what I thought the title meant. But it turns out it actually means, you know, colloquial terms to generalise women, like bird, doll and babe. So they've been voted the most hated pet names that women want to see banned. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you can see why this would have landed on our desks.
Sure.
Because we are the most powerful law firm in the world. More than two...
And you'll be able to decide now what is banned, what is legally banned. So that's good.
Can we, first of all, bird, just because it was the first word on there, that one has to go instantly.
I, do you know what I'm more interested in than sometimes banning words? It's like, where did that come from?
Yeah, but it's
just... How did, who, where did the similarity, do women look like birds?
Well, what, yeah, and birds are not male and female, so what?
I think it's because birds are really glorious and amazing, and that's why women are called birds, because they're glorious and amazing.
Thanks, Harley.
I think so.
Yeah,
birds, you know, they can be seen as quite precious.
Yes.
I don't think it's a derogatory thing. I think it's just more annoying for women. I can't speak, I sound really patriarchal. I'm going to stop. What is your view on the word bird?
I don't really like it as a term to be called. She's a bird. That bird. I don't know. Oh.
I think it'd just be weird if in a conversation someone went, she's a bird.
Yeah. No, but like,
I know, you wouldn't say that.
Unless they were teaching someone like slang. She's a bird.
I went back to Nottingham recently and like I saw someone I hadn't seen for a while and he went, this is me bod.
My bod?
Yeah,
well, Bert.
Right.
Like, you know,
this is me bod.
This is me bod. Didn't even tell us a name. I was like, do you know what I mean?
Sounds like a Scottish, me bod. Like, this is my bud. Yeah.
And I just thought, that is, do you know what I mean? If someone came up to me and went, oh, and this is...
No name. Maybe
whatever this is.
Maybe she's called Bird. I don't know.
Her
name's me bod.
My bird.
This is me bod.
Me bod.
Hi, me bod.
I don't think I've heard... Do you say bird? I don't think I've heard any of you say it.
No. I'll say it ironically if a guy's got fucking bird, mate.
I'm not gonna lie, I've said chicks, but I've never addressed a woman as a chick.
Chick, just, I think it's funny, chick, because it reminds me of Grease or Danny Zuko in Grease or something. It just seems like something from the 50s.
Yeah,
hey, chick.
It's also something that I hope to God doesn't have offensive roots. Do you get
chick.
What I'm saying to you? Yeah. Bird, yeah. I don't know what the etymology is. So I can only hope that it doesn't have negative roots.
The baby's one that like weirds me out a little bit. Yeah.
Baby.
When like that, they're like, do you know what I mean? I know, I understand it's like in
that
terms
baby's
of like,
and
I understand
though,
because like you, like, you know, you want to take care of your baby. So you like, you know, it's like, when you call your...
Yeah.
Well, men and women both say it. Men
I think
and women
it's different,
both
the reason
it.
You use baby. I don't think it's something to do with age. I think it's something to do with the
age.
Desire... Yeah, as that's in... Because when it is that...
Are you saying the desire to look after something?
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
And loving it so much, being so affectionate.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
But it's still, like, weirds me out a little bit. Like, so here's, like, hey, baby.
Daddy's the one that kills me.
What? If a girl, when if you I call was, a girl daddy?
No.
I don't like that.
I don't think anyone likes that.
No.
Apart from maybe, I don't know, like a couple of Jenners. I don't know.
He's so weird.
No, I don't. I genuinely...
All right, daddy.
I get exactly what you just said.
No, what I mean is girls calling guys daddy.
Yeah.
Or sexually.
But men don't call women mummy, do they?
No, men say mummy, like in the South.
Hey, ma.
Yeah.
Well, like
that's
a sexy
true.
Term.
Yeah, or like, hey, ma.
There's a song called
like,
hey, ma.
I don't know when you doff your hat to someone and you're like...
No.
That's
right, ma.
That's mom.
Mom.
Or ma'am.
Do you like babe?
Mam's what I call my
babe.
Mom.
Babe.
Babe's like it rolls off the tongue, innit? It's just one of them ones like babe kind of replaced darling.
Babe's so London, though, innit?
Yeah.
Babe. Do they not say it up north or in the Midlands?
I mean, like...
Say babe?
Some babe. don't work, does it?
You sound too tough to say, babe.
All right, babe.
You sound too tough to say, babe. You can't say, babe.
What about Beb? Hugh Joseph says Beb a lot. Oh,
yeah.
Doesn't he? Beb. All right, Beb.
Bebby.
Bubs.
Bubs. No, Bubs is going too far.
Thank you. Well, some of them on the list I would agree with. Like Bitchy.
I don't think...
Who calls their pet Bitchy? Hey,
no, is that about pets?
Oh, pet names.
Holy, still on that page!
Do you think people call their pets Babe or Baby? Or Daddy?
Hey, yell them! Because now we've got to go back and think what? About what we just talked about.
And re-explain that joke bird. That we had at the beginning where I said, Mavis isn't very sexy.
Why would you call your pet cat Bird as well?
I just saw pet names and was like, pet names? Cool.
Oh, my God!
I got confused as well because when we were talking about the apple being called,
right?
And I was like, because an apple's not a person.
I want to go back and hear this again and hear what he was saying and think we're talking about pets. You thought
but we swiftly moved off of pets and just referred it to humans.
Okay.
I just like for some reason at first was like pet names, whatever. But
then when
we started to go bird, doll.
Talking about
Bird and Babe, we were talking about. I was talking about humans.
Then you thought Bitchy was a pet name.
But then I read pet name again and was like, who calls their.
Well, who calls Bitchy
hormonal,
as someone.
In the park. That's what I'm thinking.
Hormonal! Hormonal!
Well, that was a weird moment for me.
But this is really weird. It's true. Because, like, so these are purportedly pet names that women want to ban, and it starts with, you know, Bird, Doll and Babe. They've been voted the most hated pet names that women want to see banned. More than 2,000 people were surveyed by Special K, the breakfast cereal brand, and most said that they found a number of pet names derogatory. And then it says, well, Bitchy, Hormonal, High Maintenance and Ball Breaker were amongst those that women called inappropriate. How are they pet names? I thought pet names were meant to display some sort of affection.
Yeah.
Have I been doing relationships wrong?
I mean, if you want to get someone like, hey, Ball Breaker, fancy coming over,
it's
not really going to work.
Those are pet names used by people that usually kick their pets.
You know, I mean, I've heard people down in the pub say, you know, oh, I've got to go back to that Hormonal Bitchy drama queen. Is that your pet name for it?
That's what comes up in the phone.
These are just adjectives for a person. Do you know what I mean?
They're definitely not pet names.
No. They're not
do
pet
not,
names.
Do you not
they're
call your other half that? Come here, you bitch.
Hello, drama queen.
Oh, that dickhead.
Some others on the list that women would like to ban are like Mumsy. Why would you call someone Mumsy?
Oh, well, she's very Mumsy. Do you know when someone's a bit like pottering around?
The only woman I call Mumsy is my mum.
Right.
Mumsy. That's my Mumsy.
As your mum, but if it was someone else, as women
that's
generally.
That's the only way you should use that shit.
See?
No, if someone's acting Mumsy, it's very like looking after you.
Do people use it in that context as well?
Oh, right.
I've only ever known the noun Mumsy.
No,
as in my Mumsy.
Like, oh, do you want a tea? You're all right, you're warm. You slip your jacket up, you'll catch your death. Do you know what I mean?
Unseen.
What do you think about...
Catch your death.
I don't know why I channeled my grandma.
I caught my death at yours the other day, mate. It was I got a cold because of yours.
Why?
Because it was cold.
Were you that cold?
You got heating, Harley.
You should have hung around
on Wednesday. I wanted to keep the heating off for as long as possible, but now the heating's come on.
It's time, though. It's cold now.
Yeah, the heating's come on now.
What about Princess?
You know, everything kind of depends on... You know, there are some that you don't even try to figure out whether they're going to like or not.
Yeah, yeah.
But I think everything is, you know, if someone expressly sort of said to me, I don't like you calling me, you know, addressing me as that, then I'll stop, you know. Some things you do through tone of phrase, isn't it? You know, nothing ever intentionally malicious or insulting.
No.
But there are some things that you just pick up, innit, through osmosis, you know.
Well, Princess could be two ways. Could be patronising.
Princess is definitely patronising.
It could definitely be a patronising
absolutely,
term. Yeah.
Absolutely. I think most of the time that you word was used, it would be in a patronising manner.
Unless you wifed off Kate Middleton, I imagine then.
Yeah.
What about sassy?
All right, Princess.
What about sassy or feisty?
I think quite a lot of girls like being called sassy.
I like it. I really like other people.
I would never my girlfriend sassy.
But these aren't pet names. Yeah, they're adjectives. They're just ways to describe people. I think that Special K.
We're on that Special K when they made this list. You know what I mean?
I think I would like it if somebody referred to me as sassy. I think that quite hot, actually. I wouldn't have a problem with that.
Yeah, but you wouldn't call it a pet name, would you?
I wouldn't go, hey, sassy.
Yeah, exactly. This is Natalie, but we call her Sassy.
No, Sassy's like a posh name, isn't it? Like Porsche. This is Sassy. Yeah. Like Saffy or something. Sassy.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think they might have been on the Special K.
What are your particular pet names? For male or females, really, generally?
For male or females?
Yeah, just for anybody that you refer to people.
I don't really have a pet. I don't really use pet names.
You know, do you never call your girlfriend Babe or
Bay? That's a horrible one, now,
no,
isn't
thank
it?
You.
Yeah. Bay.
Bay's if one I, of the words you only ever type.
If I was yeah. ever to say Babe, I would always say it ironically. As a silly joke.
I always say Gurt.
Gurt?
That's it, yeah. It's just like a common thing that people.
Like
Gurt? Up north. I don't know how far up north it goes.
Gurt.
Gurt.
What's that Gurt mean? Lush. Oh, she's Reet Gurt. Isn't that what they say?
I don't know. Just with the Gurt.
Gurt Lush. Yeah, that's in the wherever the West Country is. Well, it's in the West Country, isn't it? But yeah.
Just with our Gurt.
What does Gurt mean?
Just your wife or your girlfriend.
Oh, I thought.
Yeah, just with our Gurt. Out with our Gurt.
So Gurt, isn't that what it means, Gurt Lush, though? Is that what that means?
I don't know. I imagine thinking about it, it's attractive.
Gurt Lush.
He's fit.
Yeah.
She's out with our painting. That's what the old school painting was. That's from 40s painting. Oh, she's Gurt, she is.
Gurt, that's an interesting one.
Okay. Gurt.
Are there any ones that particularly offend you, Natalie? I might have asked this before. That just shows men don't listen to women.
I think they don't offend me, but I don't love if you were to go bird, I don't really like.
Yeah, I'd never refer to you as a bird.
It wouldn't offend me, though, but...
No, genuinely.
Yeah, but I'd never say like to you.
There is never a context.
So I'd be like,
get me a cup of tea,
right.
Bird.
Yeah.
No, even if I was referring to, if someone said to me, "Who's Natalie?" Yeah. I wouldn't go, "Oh, she's one bird from FUBAR." There's no context that I could ever refer to you as a bird.
You did rustle of feathers during that game of Play-Doh. So.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't. It's usually, I think pet names are reserved for someone who you are in some sort of relationship with, whether it's like your mum, sister, or girlfriend, especially obviously girlfriend or wife. But I don't think pet names are really kind of used. I think
I've got one for my dad. Everyone calls my dad Fat Gaz. Do you know what I mean?
That's cute, actually.
Yeah, Fat Gaz. Fat Gaz and
Is there a skinny Gaz, though?
No. Well, he used to be skinny Gaz.
Oh,
okay. Well, that's good. Okay, let's ban pet names. And patch names, I said there.
Patch names
as well.
I just think we should ban Special K from doing surveys.
Yeah, I think so.
After that, really and truly.
Or just get him a new journalist.
Yeah. Or a new dictionary.
Yeah.
Maybe. Stop. If you spent as much time fucking researching what pet names meant as you did making low fat cereal, then. Yeah,
Special, if you need a researcher, I'm your guy.
Your cereal was Peng, though.
Urchin.
Do you love Special K?
I do too.
I like the one for the little raspberries in it.
Well, this is the thing as well. It's a bit... Because Special K is seen as a bit of... It's a women's cereal, isn't it?
Is it?
Is it not?
I don't get these slender hips any other way.
But is Special K not seen as a bit of
I think you're right.
It's marketed to women. Let's be honest.
Is it?
I don't know.
Because all the adverts are like, is Special K doing yoga?
And it used to be the famous one was the woman in the red bathing suit, making the K sort of shape with her body.
I think it kind of on the boxes even there's females and stuff. So you're right.
But there is like other ones like there's Frosties aimed at tigers, I suppose. Cocoa Pops for monkeys. And
more specifically, Tigers in the Blood Gang. Because did you notice Tony the Tiger wears a red bandana around his neck? Why would a tiger be wearing a bandana?
I don't know.
Tony the Tiger is actually a blood. He's a member of the Blood Gang.
He's R.I.P. Tony the Tiger.
The voice. The guy that did the voice of Tony the Tiger, which is probably just Tony the Tiger.
It was a real tiger.
He's real, yeah. Same with the honey monster. He's real.
And
tiger.
That dog that shit in the laptop. Do you know what I mean?
he faked his death.
Maybe they run around in a crew, the dog shitting, the Tony the Tiger and Honey Monster run around in some crew.
But Honey Monster's still alive.
Tony the Tiger could have come back as that dog. You know what I mean? Sorry, they were playing his advert, like his YouTube advert, so fuck that. I left that in a past life. Shit on that.
Yeah. I reckon Harambe was Tony the Tiger. I reckon they're all the same animal.
What about Harambe did Tony's voice?
Yes. And he played drums in that Cadbury's advert.
That was Phil Collins, wasn't it? When it actually...
No.
What, in a suit?
No,
no, wasn't it an animatronic?
Oh, I heard it was.
Was it someone? Wait, I can't even remember the advert. Perfectly.
Cadbury.
No. I know what the advert was for, but was it an animatronic gorilla, or was it someone in a suit?
No, it was a real gorilla.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, they put peanut butter on the top of its mouth. That's what they did in the PG Tips adverts, making talk on it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah, it was a real.
Put it on his palm, so.
It wasn't a gorilla suit. It was you can train a gorilla to they're
play
very
drums.
Smart. They're smart. Yeah.
Yeah,
you can't train a gorilla. It winked at the camera and everything.
No, I reckon you could probably train a gorilla to play drums.
I mean, Coco the gorilla could talk, couldn't she?
She could, yeah.
Really?
She had a pet cat and she cried when it died. And she was devastated.
Oh, no way.
I mean, Holly's kicking off about this whole Coco.
Yeah, I'm really angry.
Yeah, of course.
She's living in captivity.
Yeah.
Coco.
I've grown to hate Zeus.
Sorry.
It's fine. just stop. This reminds me of that time when you just ran off with those two girls that I drew, didn't it? Just apologising while still doing it. That's highly steez.
When he wants to end the conversation, he just throws stools over.
Yeah, it's easier to get forgiveness than it is permission.
Yeah, that's true.
So he just does it and then apologises after.
No, he gets both at the same time. He's not. I'm not bothered which one you give me first.
You can't do it, sorry.
Should we get into a song?
Yeah.
Maybe we should get into some more legal advice after this.
Yeah.
He's on point like you, Sonic boom. Why do you think man can't say my name for abuse? I ain't gotta practice underground. I'm trained to show them you're just another tramp on the tube. Boy, I better know my OG's crew. Where to Jamie, I will mute and flew. Every single one of these online news with shit lyrics about the price of shoes. Dig it. All I can do is laugh at man. MCs want me to go hammer and door. F1 up on the tarmac, man. Man does road, man do shows. I'll dash 32 bars at man. Sonic. I was gonna call Chip and tell him to put a verse down, but he might lick an MC down and then they'll diss me and I'll see them like, what now? Sonic boom. Can't say I am not one of the best in the scene. When against threats, when against front teeth, I got lyrics and flows that'll button your belief. You know I got metaphors and I got punches, but I don't wanna talk about my beefs. Southeast London streets make me. Anybody say different is a chief.
Up next, she's going to be helping you with your sexual problems.
Yeah, she's not live tonight.
She's not live, it's pre-recorded.
All pre-recorded.
I didn't want
to
say it.
So
no, but they say it on the
wait.
Show. But we had a lot of legal, that's this show, drunk advice stuff in last week when we were recording it, so it's fine. We
awesome.
Solve all your problems.
Do you get drunk as well during the show?
Now? I don't, actually.
Why not?
I don't know, I haven't
you
yet.
You don't drink with the other side, do you? Because you only drink on this show.
I only drink really with you, yeah.
Get me.
Go on now.
Get me.
Yeah.
Natalie's down, you know.
We best still be your favourite show.
Of course sorry, you are. You always will be.
Yeah. Said it on air as well. So yeah, it's definitely true.
So
sorry, Hannah. Sorry.
Sorry, everyone else.
Can't have
I'm
it
not
all.
Even
can't
sorry.
Yeah. You know what? Neither am I. Neither am I.
Okay. Should we do a bit of lawyer versus liar?
Abso-fucking-lutely.
Look, oh, I remembered.
That was so ridiculous last week.
And the week before.
When you forgot.
And the week before, yeah. I know.
I was going, all right, play it. You got it up. And then we still
oh,
forgot
shit,
to play
yeah.
it.
Of course, I forgot that.
I know. Well, amazing. Let's get into number one today. I haven't actually... Okay. Pepsi points case. In fact, there's three of you playing now. I'm going to take it, all three of you.
Oh, sick. Yeah, of course.
Okay. John Leonard collected 7 million Pepsi points in 1999. Do you know what Pepsi points are?
No.
Because I actually don't.
Was it the
wrinkles?
Yeah, for the wrinkles.
Okay.
7 million?
Yeah.
Yeah? You should see his teeth.
30.
How many?
Man can't whistle.
7 million?
How many points is it per wrinkle?
I don't know.
700,000.
I can remember once you had to collect like 10 wrinkles and send off $5.99 for like a Spice Girls CD.
So you're basically paying for the Spice Girls CD yeah. and sending them
Pepsi.
Some of their wrinkles
and
back
buying
so they can recycle.
Yeah. Well, he got 7 million. So. Then he asked for his prize, a Harrier fighter jet, like the one in the Pepsi TV ad. Pepsi refused, so he sued Pepsi for breach of contract and fraud. Did he win?
I don't know, but I really hope he does.
Okay.
Did you say he was set to win the Harrier jump jet?
Because it was in the advert, so he thought that's what he should
that's
win
what
for
you
7
should
million.
Win.
So
yeah.
Is it a bit nah. like, do you know, like Lambert and Butler, if you used to collect the old fag packets, they'd send you like an umbrella back. You know what I mean? And you could have like a Lambert and Butler jacket and
yeah.
Yeah, and then cap.
I didn't
yeah.
even know
that. Yeah. Is it a bit
that's
like that?
That's pretty similar.
But he's gone,
a jet.
Well, yeah, but, you know, I've got 7 million, so.
In that plane. I'll have that plane.
Yeah.
It's what's in the Lambert and Butler advert, a snooker or something.
I can't remember.
An actual butler.
Butler, I'd like to win a butler, please.
Do you know what it's like, that episode of The Simpsons where Bart gets an elephant and they actually send an elephant to his yard? He's like, yeah, I'll take the elephant.
Yeah.
I ain't seen that one.
Okay. Did they say if you collect this many points, you get a jet?
I do not have the information then.
Yeah, I'd say he won something.
I don't reckon he won anything.
No, because if they didn't say...
Do you think he lost?
Yeah, I think
he was watching TV
okay,
on mute.
I'm giving you all points there. The court granted Pepsi's motion for a summary judgment, finding in no part that no reasonable person could actually think you could be offered a jet as a present for collecting ring pulls.
A Harrier jump jet as well.
Matting.
Yeah, the first
for 7 million ring pulls.
The first plane to go vertically up. Like, that was a big landmark, and they're just going to give him one.
And yeah, they were probably worth, like... 10 times that.
Isn't it?
Well, because I keep thinking of the ring pulls as pounds.
They should just give him dentures, like a new set of dentures. That's what they should give him for 7 million.
Yeah, how many points do you reckon it is for per ring pull?
I don't know. I mean, it's got to be a few thousand, doesn't it?
Yeah,
even
it's
got to
be in the thousands.
7
be.
Million. Oh, well, like, he was really 30 that he only now has diabetes, but like me.
Imagine it was like one ring pull, 1 point.
Yeah.
He's just got a fat family just full of Pepsi.
Well, after the whole Michael Jackson accident, like stock
oh, yeah.
plummeted, so he was like, invest in Pepsi, bought all the Pepsi in the country, and then just popped all the ring pulls, had 7 million, thought, I'll take the plane in, you know what I mean, there's a little trade. And then they were like, well, no, actually, you can't have the plane.
And that David Beckham money must have been able to get them plane. You know what I mean? But that money that they got from having David Beckham in the adverts, they could have invested in a plane for it.
They could have given them a plane if they wanted to. Yeah. Pepsi are rich enough to give man a plane.
Or even just like a microlite.
I reckon they should have given them a Harrier jump jet.
Well, let's move on to number two. Yeah. In 2009, philosophy undergraduate... Tunis Tenbroek sued Erasmus University in Rotterdam after they expelled him for his insufferably stinky extremities. Staff at the Centre of Learning said the strong pong made it impossible to work, but after being kicked out, he launched a 10-year court action. Did he win or
yes.
did he lose?
Yeah.
So he won for being kicked out for being... Okay.
Yeah.
For being too smelly.
Do you all think that?
10 years.
He won?
You can't tell man in court, like, do you know what, yeah? You fucking stink, bro. You deserve to be kicked out.
I reckon he won.
You reckon he won?
I reckon he won.
So you all think he won?
Yeah.
Case dismissed. The judge says that the staff would just have to hold their noses.
So he did.
Oh, no,
so
he won. Yeah. Yeah, he won, of course. Yeah, okay. That's true. That's correct. I don't know what's going on. Okay, number three. Judge David Hostetler, that's not how you say it, but let's just say pretend it is, convicted Jason Householder and John Stockham of throwing beer bottles at a woman in a car. What was the sentence?
What? Wait, say it again, sorry.
So, Judge David Hasselhoff, let's just call it, I don't know how to say his name, convicted Jason Householder and John Stockham of throwing beer bottles at a woman in a car. But what was the sentence?
Did the letter dash beer bottles at them?
Is it what, sorry?
Did they let her dash beer bottles at them?
No.
That would have been a great
sentence. That's a good one, though, but it was not that. It's something that they made them do.
Oh, what was... Oh, right.
Yeah.
They'd pick up all the beer bottles at Glastonbury.
No. No.
Drink at all Nottingham the... Carnival. They've got to drink all the bits of liquid out of cans at the
time. No, it was something they made them do in public and made them dress up as...
Beer bottles.
No.
They had to dress up and give people... Women. Throw beer bottles at them.
No, I think this is too hard to guess. I think we could be here all day. What they had to do was they had to walk through downtown in dresses, wigs and makeup for an hour.
I just said women.
Did you?
I just said women.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, yeah.
I didn't hear that. Okay, well okay. That's they had to walk. I'll give you a point because you sort of dresses, wigs, makeup out in public.
Yeah, that's kind of the description of a woman.
Yeah, I'd say so. Okay, Judge Robert Restaino went ballistic one day in 2005 when he heard a mobile phone ring in his courtroom. When the offender didn't step forward to confess, he was not impressed. What did he do?
Didn't he answer
to the whole jury?
What did he do to the whole jury?
Made them
take their phone, turn their phones off.
No.
To no, leave I their phones outside. This in the paper.
Is it what? Sorry.
Leave their phones outside.
No, could you repeat it? Sorry.
Judge Robert Restaino went ballistic one day in 2005 when he heard a cell phone ring in his courtroom. When the offender didn't step forward to confess, he was not impressed. What did he do to the jury in the courtroom? Well, the whole courtroom, I should say, not just the jury. Everybody in the courtroom.
He asked if anyone wanted the sickest new ringtone to trick them into getting their phones out.
No.
It was pay-as-you-go anthem at the time.
The whole room. He did something to the whole room. Everybody in that room.
Just pissed on everyone.
All right, you fucking dickheads. Just pissed on everyone.
For the disrespect. Made them... stay in the room for like 8 hours.
No, he didn't. He did... No. But he did see... He made them do something.
Is it something to do with phones?
No, it's something to do with the law. I think you would know this.
Oh, what can judges send them do? All to jail?
Yes, exactly right. That's exactly right, Michael. He arrested the whole courtroom. 46 people were thrown in jail. 32 of them posted bail, and the rest were shackled and bussed to another facility. He ordered them released later that day, and then he was relieved of his position.
Yeah, I'm not surprised.
Legend. Who judges the judges?
That Someone was us, actually. I remember that email.
Yeah. I remember just like, yeah.
It was all in the subject.
I thought it was jokes, to be fair, but then we were like, we've got to be fair.
It's true.
Well,
that was that. So that was that guy. Then there was that guy who like jailed that man for like, what was it, like 6 months for, did he like cough or sneeze?
Yeah, he coughed. Yeah. That was last week, wasn't it?
Yeah. Some guy coughed in his courtroom and he sentenced him to jail for 6 months.
That is correct. Well done today on four... Not points, Michael Payne again winning. Reese, you had two. Harley, you had two. But
I'm
Michael
just
Payne
winning
wins
it all
again.
Today. I'm just like just a champion. Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
Good stuff. Good game.
Good
stuff. Good game.
Good game. Yeah. Up next, it's Hannah Witten. She's going to be taking you through until 8 o'clock. We'll see you next week. In 2 weeks, I'm afraid. Yeah, because next show is
we're finding a way to do it.
We'll do it live in the street.
Either way, it's going to be pre-recorded.
You come down.
Yeah. Either way, it's going to be pre-recorded.
Yeah. And I will see you on Friday for the Friday social. Have a good week, and remember to email us or tweet to us if you want any legal advice. You can do it even when
anytime.
The show's not on. Yeah.
And the ones that Hayman today we didn't get round to, we'll save them for 2 weeks' time.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Actually.
That she would find me a rubber band. your thighs and watch the fun materialize as you sing this little song. My mother told me if I was good that she would find me a rubber dolly. My auntie told her I kissed a soldier. Now she won't find me a rubber dolly. 369, the goose drank wine, the monkey chewed her back on.
This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. Go to FUBARradio.com for more details.